So yeah, why destroy your own house? And I see that a lot in society. And people destroy their own house. And it's not just their home, their own body, their own mind, their own soul, everything. Why would you want to destroy your own self? If you don't really take care of yourself and manage yourself, how can you manage somebody else? How can you manage, you know, I guess people are looking for somebody to save them, to manage, to do it for them, I guess, is what it comes down to. But that never works. That never works. It doesn't last. It does not last. What are some of the ways you destroy your own house, your own home? Well, number one, the mother-in-law is not the wife. Let me say that again. The mother-in-law is not the wife. For this cause shall man leave mother and father and cleave to his wife, two shall become one flesh. You see all the types and shadows where the woman leaves the home. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isaac and Rebekah. She left her country. Eleazar went out and found her. She left her country. She didn't even know the man. She just, based on what Eleazar said. And so that's a type and shadow of Christ and his church, you know. That's why it's by faith. You leave, you hear a message from Eleazar, the Holy Spirit, and you get saved. And you look for a city and a country that is not of this earth. By faith, you keep walking by faith. There's your type and shadow. So why would a woman leave mother and father, cleave to her husband, then try to go back to mom and daddy? A house divided, a mind divided. And I know the women out there saying, well, the man is the problem, and he's mean, or he doesn't care, or he's no man. Look, this is a Bible truth. If it's a saved man, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And the Bible makes it clear that a man takes care of his body because he has to work, you know. And so he loves his wife like his own body, period. It's built into the man. It's built into the universe. It's built into the man to sacrifice for the family. It's built in. That's why the Jezebel, she tries to play the game. She's slept with so many men. She knows the core of man. So she'll play these Jezebel games where she, well, you need to save me. She plays on that, the man wanting to save the woman. You know. What's the storybook in the movies where the princess in duress and the prince comes in and saves her, you know? Why do you think that's in all the movies where Batman saves a woman, Spider-Man saves a woman, Superman and Lois saves Lois? He's always there. He's always listening. He's doing his thing, but he's always got his ears on for the voice of Lois. Why do you think that's built into the movies and the books and even in your own core? You try to save. See, the witches know this, and so they play on that and try to pull a man into the poor pitiful me, save me, save me. And the man thinks he can save her. Only Jesus can save. Why destroy your own home? But most people, we got this guy gonna cause a wreck on the highway in his little insanity here. Cutting in front of people, acting stupid. Why destroy your own home, people? So you think you're going to level up. So you leave one, so you're going to level up to some another one. You're going to level up. What happens when they die? What happens when the grass is not greener on the other side? What happens when you realize it's the same fractal holographic repeat everywhere you go? It's the same. It doesn't matter which job you take. It's still going to be the same drama, the same gossip, the same backbiting, somebody trying to get you fired, somebody lying about you. It's the same stuff over and over. When's it gonna dawn on you that trying to level up, why not build the other person up? That's the way you would level up. You want to level up without changing situations. Push the other person higher. Push the other person higher. Let me tell you something about when you're young. Some people live this way their whole life, but here's the way it's supposed to work. When you're young, it's all about me, right? It's all about you. Me, 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 me. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Then as you get older and time starts to repeat, you realize, okay, well, it ain't about me. It's not all about me. It's about the team. Then as you progress a little bit more, it's like, okay. So I see the people who are about me, and they're still in the process of waking up. So you look at the other people around you and say, well, they're not there yet. So let me just be an example. Let me be an example. So you move from the me, 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 to the others, the other or the others. And you watch the others who are still in the me go through the transformation process, the birthing process, and you see them crying. And you say, they're mean to me. You know, I can't do this anymore. They're mean to me. I got to cut loose. I go out here and drink and drug and do this and run the streets because life is too hard. Well, you're making it harder. If life is hard, why would you make it harder by spending your money on stuff like alcohol and stuff that's not necessity and make life harder and destroy your health at the same time? Run the streets, get some kind of disease, and then have to go to the doctor, pay the doctor for some antibiotics. I mean, it's really, come on. It's really obvious, people, that most people are in the death call, and most people don't want to grow up, and most people don't want to build the other person up. It's all about self. And even when you're an example to them, they try to take advantage. That's why I talk about boundaries. They didn't teach us about narcissism before the internet. Even the psychologists don't even talk about it. They don't even know what it is. It's a real thing. They don't talk about the Jezebel spirit. They don't talk about the witches. They don't talk about all these people who shift reality, try to project a fake reality onto you that's really them. They don't teach you that. There are people out there every day of your life that you face off with these people. And they try to project their reality onto you. They try to project their identity onto you. They try to steal your identity. If you're doing good, they try to steal your identity. These people are sick. Those are the kind that you don't marry. Those are the kind you get away from. they try to take your identity because they have no gifts, they have no insight, and they try to put it onto them. Take your identity and put it onto them. And they try to project their void, useless eater reality onto you. They're useless eaters, but they want to project that onto you. They want to steal from you and project onto you their fake reality. They want you to, they actually, it's the queen bee thing. They want to create a fake reality. So that's why I said a mother-in-law is not the wife. A father-in-law is not the husband. The pastor's not the husband. Hello? Let me say that again. The pastor's not the husband. Some people try to make the pastor the husband or the counselor. Instead of the Holy Spirit being the counselor, instead of the two just sitting down talking face to face, they want the pastor to be the husband. And that's way out of bounds right there. So is the mother-in-law thing. That's way out of bounds. But it happens. Why? Because the mother-in-law enables them. The pastor's a man too. He tried to save somebody. If he doesn't realize what he's, if he hasn't let go of that, he don't even know it exists probably. He don't even know he's trying to save people. He's trying to be Jesus for people. You can't be Jesus for people. When you're dealing with another human being, they have blind spots that they don't even know about. They have blind spots, weaknesses. I mean, why else would we need Jesus if we didn't have weakness and blind spot? Why else would we call out to God and say, Lord, save me? Only He can do it. But so when you're in a situation with another person, whether it's a marriage, a job, or whatever it is, you're going to have to take up your cross and you're going to have to be an example. And there needs to be communication. And there don't need to be a third party. Just like I rented to one lady one time. She signed the agreement. She was adult. And then she had her dad or her mom come by. I can't remember what it was. And they were talking to me. I said, did I rent to you? They said, no. I said, why am I even having a conversation with you? I didn't rent to you. I rented to this person. I don't know if it was a female or male I rented. I said, why am I wasting my time? Oh, that's what it was. They called me. They called me on the phone. I said, did I rent to you? No. Well, why are you calling me? Block their number, you know. Why are you calling me if I didn't rent to you? Did you sign the lease? No. What's that have to do with me? What are our dealings? I have no contract with you. I have no dealings with you. Who are you? You don't exist in my world. And so, see, that's how they try to manipulate and use people who enable them. The child has been enabled by their mama or their daddy their whole life. So when a boss calls them out on something, I've actually seen on a job, somebody would get upset. The boss would say something upset, and they'd have their parent come up to the job. I saw that, and I thought, what? You talk about a child who was enabled. And I forget the word, it starts with a C, cuddled till they were like 18 or 20. I mean, that's pretty much sick. They'll never grow up and see what life is really about. Coddled, that's the word, coddled. They were coddled their whole life. So if they get married, get a job, and that's all they know is somebody's put up with their little temper tantrums, and they go into that in a marriage or a job, I mean, what do you expect? They're destroying their own house. But they should be able to say, wait a minute, my parents are coddling me. They should be able to figure that on their own once they get a certain age, you know. just look around. They all had to do is look around and see other people who are normal. Being coddled when you're 18, 20, your whole life is not normal. I told this guy to clean his parking lot. Now he's messed it up again, and he's over there trying to sweep it when I pulled up. Got a tire out in the parking lot. All kinds of insanity. Crazy world. These people are entitled, and they don't have to be young. I saw a 60-year-old woman for many years who was coddled, thought it was all about her, you know. And sure enough, she was Pentecostal. She was a Pentecostal. This coddling thing and this enabling thing. Not only is it destroying your own house, whether it's a business or a home or whatever, it's destroying your own soul. Because you're not running to Jesus, you're running to a human. No human's gonna save you. No humans, people, humans are weak. Why try to get somebody else to be your God instead of running to God?